Efficiency through service. God will accomplish a great work through the truth if devoted, self-sacrificing men will give themselves unreservedly to the work of presenting it to those in darkness. Those who have a knowledge of the truth and are consecrated to God should avail themselves of every opportunity to proclaim the message for this time. Angels of God are moving upon the hearts and consciences of the people of other nations, and honest souls are troubled as they witness the signs of the times in the unsettled state of the nations. The inquiry arises in their hearts, what will be the end of all these things? But while God and angels are working to impress hearts, the servants of Christ seem to be asleep. Few are working in unison with the heavenly messengers. All who are Christians should be workers in the vineyard of the Lord. They should be wide awake, zealously laboring for the salvation of their fellow men, and should follow the example that the Savior has given them in his life of self-denial, sacrifice, and earnest effort. God has honored us by making us the depositaries of his law, and if ministers and people were sufficiently aroused, they would not rest in indifference. We have been entrusted with truths of vital importance which are to test the world, and yet in our own country there are cities, villages, and towns that have never heard the warning message. Young men are aroused by the appeals that are made for help in the great work of God, and they make some advance moves, but the burden does not rest upon them with sufficient weight to lead them to accomplish what they might. They are willing to do a small work which does not require special effort. Therefore, they do not learn to place their whole dependence upon God and by living faith draw from the great source of light and strength, that their efforts may prove wholly successful. Young men should be qualifying themselves for service by becoming familiar with other languages, that God may use them as mediums through which to communicate his saving truth to those of other nations. These young men may obtain a knowledge of other languages even while engaged in laboring for sinners. If they are economical of their time, they can improve their minds and qualify themselves for more extended usefulness. It will make our young men strong to go into new fields and break up the fallow ground of human hearts. This work will draw them nearer to God. It will help them to see that of themselves they are altogether inefficient, that they must be wholly the Lord's. They must put away their self-esteem and self-importance, and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. When they do this, they will be willing to go without the camp and bear the burden as good soldiers of the cross. They will gain efficiency and ability by mastering difficulties and overcoming obstacles. Men are wanted for responsible positions, but they must be men who have given full proof of their ministry, in willingness to wear the yoke of Christ.